today's tip is the Saturday Night Fever.
The okay? Saturday... Can I... Did you just call
without
it...
without the fever.
Did you just call it the Saturday Night Fever?
Are
you,
yeah, well...
Did you think about that?
I know, well, I did.
You know?
I did, but I'm trying to think of things that will conjure an image in your mind. So if you conjure, like, you know, there he is, John Travolta, boom, out to the side, you know, when he's doing that kind of big... Because it's all
okay.
about the arms.
All right.
So it's Saturday Night Fever, arms without
okay.
the fever.
I think we've got to call it the Travolta dance or... You know, okay. the white suit, the disco floor.
Yes, that's it, the disco dance.
That's called the disco floor.
Disco arms.
Disco arms. Okay, disco arms. Lose the reference to disease.
To any kind of... Well, in the days where it was just about excitement rather than something terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with the Travolta arms. Mm-hmm. And basically all you're doing is you sweep up and down and up and down. So you go diagonally up and across. And then down to your hip, and
oh,
then
I
diagonally
see.
Up and across,
so
and then
diagonally,
down to your hip.
Diagonally up and across, and then other hand onto the hip, and then
yeah.
left,
yeah.
and then right.
And then the go bit. That's
so,
it.
So the opposite hand's on the hip.
And then you go onto Spotify and you get your favourite, you know, Saturday night something track and you just go there. But it's actually fantastic because we're spending so much time with our arms below 90 degrees that a bit of sweeping up and coming down, sweep up, come down is actually very, very good for your upper body. And I thought just 30 seconds of that, that's probably not one to do. Although I did try that. Walking the streets,
okay,
and that did get me some weird looks.
Yeah,
like the Usain Bolt, which is another one that we did, was fine, but this one is quite weird.
Well, let's say if you've got the confidence to do this as you're walking the streets, if you're out there, you know, legitimately on your way to the shop doing the exercise, then you go for it. Otherwise, these are perfectly suitable for indoor use, where only the kids and the cat will be bemused.
You can use them anywhere. And look, honestly, it does give you a bit of a laugh. I mean, you kind of, you know, think back to your youth. I used to think I was pretty good at doing that dance, but, yeah.
Oh,
so
when
so you give it a go.
So there you were. There's 19-year-old Anna Louise at the discotheque. Or at the Blue Light Disco. 14-year-old Anna Louise at the Blue Light Disco.
It was at the Griffith PWC, was it?
Police Citizens. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Anyway, yes. And that was so the time. And I was so in love with
it. See, I would adapt that. See, I would adapt that to 80s dancing, which is fist to opposite elbow.
Oh!
You know. Tainted love. Tainted love. You know that sort of thing?
Thousands of people doing that at your concerts.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't you think the 80s dancing where you went from what side to side and you sort of little swivel of the hip and just sort of fist to opposite elbow.
It was perfect. And do you know
or two fists to either side, the boy George. You know, come, like you're shaking maracas on either side.
That'd be perfect. You could turn into a physio just like that. I must say, actually, whenever we go to like a family wedding and, you know, you've had, you know, way too much wine and you suddenly kind of everybody's on the dance floor, you know, my daughter always sidles up to me and goes, "Mum, 80s dancing, like get those arms down, you know."
Well, in these days, 80s dancing, very good for upper body strength and keeping that arm shapely. Thank you, Anna Louise.
Thank you.